Good afternoon. Today is Friday, last day of May, the 31st, 157th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Simple Country Therapist and noted poet reader.
Oh, really?
Well, I didn't... proverb reader.
Oh, no, no. Reader. This is to come after the next.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right.
Well,
right,
I couldn't call you a laureate.
You could call me a laureate. I wouldn't
be offended.
You
don't have the rope.
No, I don't.
You couldn't do that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is the worst pun I've heard all day long.
Really?
And all day long has been just rife with puns.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad I achieved the low status gunning for then.
Yes.
Didn't want to overachieve here on, at 3 o'clock.
The best possible pun results in groans and chest clutching. Yes.
So does a heart attack, for that matter. We'll find out what path we take when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon. There we go. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Sir. Our quoteth of the afternoon.
Well, this comes from your magnificent book called Enduring Words for the Leader. And this is from Ray Kroc, who is the American founder.
Mr. K. Ray. Well, I was thinking McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, Mr. okay. M. The American founder of McDonald's. He says, quality of leaders is reflected in the standards they set for themselves. And I was thinking about that and thinking about parents.
Over the last minute and a half?
Yeah, right. And I was thinking about parents who sometimes do as I say, not as I do. And if you set different standards, then you have a double standard. And what happens with children or employees is monkey see, monkey do. And if they're
monkey?
Minky see, minky do. So you leave an opening with a double standard, and children and employees will slip in there and manipulate.
How about and the inverse of that, though?
You can't make them wrong.
No, no.
When you set the double standard, either.
But they do. If you reverse it.
Yeah, so.
Okay, let's say boss does, or parent, does the same job, but 20% more.
Same job, 20%
effort,
more.
Yeah, okay, mowing the lawn, maybe instead of just mowing the lawn.
Oh, they get out
the
there
trimming,
with the scissors
the
and
edging,
the trimming
da,
the edges
da, da,
down
da, da,
their
da, da,
hands
da, da.
And knees with the scissors.
Yeah.
That's ludicrously compulsive.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? It's ludicrously compulsive.
All right, then I'll use the business analogy, and then I'm
good.
Up off of my knees, and I don't have my tweezers out in the lawn.
Let's hop to the business analogy then.
40-hour weeks or max for
right.
employees. Boss
okay.
does 50.
Right.
Okay.
If he owns
if
he owns a place, that's the way it is. Anybody who owns a business knows damn well it's not a 40-hour-a-week ownership thing. People that own a business put in way more than 40 hours a week. Period. That's the nature of the game. If you're an employee, you can put in 40 hours a week and say, thank you, boss. I'm glad to see you sweating there with your sleeves rolled up after 5 o'clock on Friday. I am out of here. And the boss goes, yeah, I know you don't own the business. He goes, no, I don't, and I'm really happy with that, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes that guy later owns a business and goes, oh, I've been there, done that. I know what's happening now. I gotta pull the weight here when everybody else leaves. I got the paperwork to do. I got the taxes to do, the payroll to do, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
So that's expectations rather than anything else.
Oh, yeah, that's not a double standard. That goes with the territory. Yeah, if you're a business owner or if you're the sales supervisor, you've got 10 salespeople you're supervising. Yeah, that's, in my experience, that's not a 40-hour-a-week job.
Dealing with expectations, real or imagined.
Yeah. They're all real or imagined. They're expectations.
That's kind of like the universe, yeah.
They're expectations, right.
how do you manage personal expectations?
Whether they are real or imagined, the solution is the same. Use enough words.
I'm just looking at the clock.
Okay, well,
I'm not getting close to you for any other reason.
We got that off. We're out of here now.
Well, I'm thinking, okay, when you guys you went on your last trip.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got expectations of your experience. You've got expectations of the vendor that, or vendors that you're working with. You have expectations that have been shared with others. You've got the internal ones. How do you manage our personal
to expectations, whether they come or go, or they're met or not met, or
yeah, and to keep it within the norm, the range of normal.
Well, there's a couple of things. One is, Lucy and I've been together 47 years, and 45.
And how have you done that?
And 45 years ago, we went skiing to Bend, and it was Easter week. And boy, we were just hot to trot to have a beautiful week of snow and wonderment. And we had one day, and then after that, it rained like a son of a gun. So on that trip, we both realized and then figured out there's always plan A, plan B, plan C. Plan A is for the snow. Plan B is for if it rains. Plan C is if you break a leg, that sort of thing, right? So we always, after that, had plan A and B and C. So on this trip, because we've made this trip before, we know from our own experience that they do administration wonderfully. So there's no problem with that. They do care of the rooms and the, you know, boat's a floating hotel, basically. And so the food in the room is always smooth as silk, right? Service is great. People are great. Because they're looking for a tip at the end of the boat, of course. And that's fine. But the service is still great. So, Lucy and I have an expression now at our advanced age, and that is, it's all good. And if there's a hitch in the giddy-up, then we figure out plan B or C. So, on this one, for example, the river water was so high that the boats couldn't get through some of the canals. The locks, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, the lock doors open outwards, they don't care how high the water is, what's the problem? Turns out that some of the locks have guillotine doors that come up and down, and the boat has to go underneath the lowest part of the highest part of the guillotine.
Ergo the problem.
Ergo the problem.
It's 319.
Sunshine for Humboldt. For years, the Eel River was the state's second largest source of steelhead and third largest of salmon. A UC Davis study estimates it once produced more than 1 million fish annually. This has been replaced by unpredictability. Last year saw a good salmon run, but some years it is very small. Several causes are cited, but all agree the Eel River ecosystem has been degraded. Now a task force of volunteers has come together to pinpoint the reasons and work to restore the watershed. The Eel River Task Force consists of public agencies, Indian tribes, conservation organizations, and others committed to establishing a scientific baseline of the causes of the decline and what might be done to reverse it. The members agree, no finger-pointing. A plan of solutions must fulfill legal responsibilities to protect endangered species while also respecting private property rights. It will be a big job, but a healthy Eel River is worthwhile for all Humboldt County. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the betterment of our communities.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby about expectations,
so
dealing with realities.
When you can't get the boat through the guillotine locks, then they have to stay up and downstream because the water's too high and nothing's going to change until the water goes down. So they park. And then whatever excursions, which is what the boats do, you go to a place and then they take you a bus to look at stuff, cities, towns, cathedrals, the three C's of travel, boat travel, cities, cathedrals, and Cities, castles, right. Oh. Cities, castles, and cathedrals, the three cities,
I didn't
right?
think concubine was in there, but no, yeah, I just no, wasn't not. Sure.
That's a different cruise.
Yeah, okay.
So you got to stay in one place, and then they bus you to the stuff that you were going to do later on. It adds about an hour or an hour and a half each way. So it's...
No big deal.
Yeah, it's all good, as far as I'm concerned. And then if I don't like that, then I stay on the boat and I read.
Why wouldn't you go off onto a park bench?
Well, the boat has coffee and cookies.
Oh. Two more C's. You're up to five now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Coffee, cookies, cities. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. I forgot about that. The five C's of cruising for me. Yeah.
We know we can fill that hand up.
That's right. Yeah. Oh. So those kinds of expectations. And then as we've gotten older together, we got those three piles fine-tuned. Her stuff, my stuff, and our stuff. So I leave her stuff alone. She leaves my stuff alone. And then we fine-tune our stuff. And one of those is like a boat cruise. And she's an early riser, and I'm not. So she gets up and she exercises and reads or knits and... Then she brings me hot coffee. And then I get up to this lovely steaming hot coffee later than she does. And everything is good.
Because that's the quote of the day.
What? The quote of the day?
Everything is good.
Everything is good. Oh, yeah. It's all good. Yeah. Yeah. So if either of us feels left out or ignored or unstroked or underappreciated, we say something about it. Words. And mostly what happens is that we are proactive about that stuff in the first place. So, for example, Alyssa is a good administrator, having been a teacher for 35 years and doing lesson plans and. She takes care of the paperwork for these things, and I tell her how much I appreciate her doing the good admin stuff, taking care of the paperwork. And she beams and says, thank you very much. Well, there's mutual benefit. Many things are true simultaneously. So... she likes the gratitude I have for her doing that, and she gets to bind her own anxiety to make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted so that there's no mistakes in the giddy-up. So many things are true simultaneously, which is interesting in our old age, as opposed to just one simple expectation. Nobody loves me. And their answer to that always is, why should they? Right, and if you don't have a sense of humor about that kind of manipulation, you really need to look again.
Old age?
No, about simple manipulations.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You don't love me anymore. And my first question about that is, yeah, what's your evidence for that? And if they don't come up with any evidence for that, discussion is over. You know,
I never did.
I'm an evidence-based kind of guy. You've never liked me.
Yeah.
And it's not required. We just talk about stuff here.
when the two of you go out on these excursions, do you have a tough time turning it off?
What it?
The it being Lou the therapist? Or do you see these as petri dishes?
Oh, no, that's
and
only...
To see and touch and prod and play and...
Being a therapist is only on when I'm getting paid.
Okay.
Now, that's one piece. The other piece is I always know what I know everywhere, all the time, about everything. So everything goes through a filter of what I know. That includes a dinner with strangers, includes with Lucy. Everything goes through a filter of what I know. I'm not going to turn off what I know and go, okay, I'm going to go brain dead now. It's past 5 o'clock. No, that doesn't work that way. The contract is different when I'm
so you own your own business? reference to an early part of the show, folks.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
The contract when I'm getting paid is different than when I'm not. When I'm not getting paid, I don't confront unless people are really, really asking for it.
Oh, just not for playtime?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't like to confront for play because I'm liable to go too far, so I have to be restrained. about confrontation, but some people are just asking for
dorsal fin down.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Some people are just asking for a course correction. What makes you think you know so much?
Game on.
Game on. That is just playtime.
That's what I would think. Almost recreation.
That's recreation. Yeah. Yeah, because I can go victim, persecutor, rescuer. I can pick any power control struggle avenue and play around with it.
Did you know there are 5 C's of cruising?
Curiosity, command, control, confrontation.
Cookies and coffee.
Cookies and coffee, yes.
You have to ingrain that one in you a little bit more.
Yeah,
I notice you're not taking notes.
I got to practice that one. Yeah. I'm not taking notes, right? I could practice that one. I could work on that and come up with 10 C's of cruising.
Yeah, but by the time you got through number 6,
they'd be bored silly.
Turned and walking away.
They'd be bored silly.
Yeah, maybe that's the goal.
Well, if I can get people bored silly to leave me, then there's no hostility, no confrontation. They just go.
Get you a T-shirt. I'm a boring old guy.
Well, I have one now that says, I am not working.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did that for family meetings when we were summers up at Salyer. I am not working. Because they were still afraid of the therapist, you know, that bullshit. That nonsense.
Understandable. It's 3:30.
An unprecedented savings event is going on now at Burns Furniture. The Serta iComfort Triple Bonus. Bonus 1, save up to $400 on a Serta adjustable foundation. Bonus 2, receive a free iComfort 2-in-1 mattress protector up to a $159 retail value. And bonus 3, receive 2 free iComfort scrunch pillows when you buy a Sealy iComfort or iSeries mattress. Catch the Serta Triple Bonus before it goes away at Burns Furniture, 5th and G Streets, downtown Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the small guy, Lou Quimby.
But paradigm shifts.
We're talking a little bit during the break about people dealing with change or not.
Yeah. Paradigm shifts are scary. A little change, like a new stop sign at the intersection, that may be a momentary inconvenience until you get used to it. But paradigm shifts, like going from... I was talking about I had a Volkswagen and I did my own monkey wrench and points, plugs, etc. Well, now I got a Honda Accord and it requires a computer at the shop to analyze that thing. Well, if a person has any high control needs, as I do, and all of a sudden they got to turn their car over to somebody with a computer.
Your baby. It's not
my
a car.
Baby.
Your baby, yes.
Or, if it isn't my baby, it's my lifeline to communication and transportation and keeping a schedule and maintaining my integrity with meeting my commitments, et cetera, et cetera. And if I'm hooked on being an integrity kind of guy, then... I get scared when somebody's going to monkey wrench my car and blah, 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 et cetera. Okay, well, all that stuff needs to be talked about. So if you got old people who are having trouble with cell phones or computers or stuff like that, then what they need is a 6-year-old and an iPad to train them because that'll take care of it very quickly. Grandkids... Computers and grandparents, they get along quite well. As long as the grandparents are up for learning. If they're not, no, I still have a rotary phone. Leave me alone. And the 6-year-old goes, what's a rotary phone, Grandma? I mean, there's two generations now that doesn't know what a rotary phone is.
Records.
What's a record?
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, vinyl's coming back.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
You can now buy, there's about a half a dozen high-end turntables that are imitations and reproductions of the 50s, 60s generation of the high-end hi-fi stuff. Yeah. And
do they still play the old records?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're making plenty of new records, too.
Yeah.
So that comes from audiophiles who go, I really like the quality of the sound. Well, when I was in the Army doing radio and radar electronics, our sergeant... cranked out the audio generator And somebody asked him about what equipment he has at home, and he says, I got a Victrola. He says, why? And he says, I'll show you why. And he did the audio generator, and he started lowering it down to 400, 300, 200. Well, people start losing it below 600, 500, whatever. Then he cranked it up to 20 hertz, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30. And people start losing it around 20, 22 as well. Well, there were a couple of snobs in the class, the guys who were talking about, yeah, well, my super-duper woofer-duffer and goes down to 20 hertz and, you know, and it goes up to 35 hertz. And a guy says, you can't hear that, so why are you paying for it? He goes, oh, yes, I can. So he does
game on.
Game on. He does the blind audio generator with him, and the guy can't hear above 22. And then the guy goes, oh, gee. And I put $X into that Super Ampex doo-doo, right? Well, he can't hear it, so. So it's same
but, you
thing.
Know, dogs down the block can't.
Can hear yes. it, right. Right, so you play your music on a speaker for the dogs. So it's important because the fact is that vinyl does have a whole different discernible quality of audio for somebody who can hear it. Now, not just the high end and the low end, but also the overtones and the subtleties and all like that, and that's fine. But it's like it'd be wasted on me because I don't hear the subtleties, and it's like a good glass of wine. It's wasted on me. We on the boat, we went to a wine tasting, a Chateau Neuf du Pape, and they had two whites and two reds.
De Pop?
The Chateau Neuf, the new chateau of the Pope.
Oh, Pope, not Pop.
P-A-U-P,
okay.
Pop.
Okay.
Chateau Neuf du Pape.
Okay.
And it was wasted on me because I can't taste the difference particularly. Now, my brother-in-law and my other brother-in-law, they'd loved it. But I couldn't tell me from one from the other, right? So if you're looking at expectations again, then there has to be some either training, education, skill, or biology that allows people to do certain things. My friend climbed El Capitan in Yosemite Valley. And so he regales me with stories about that, which I appreciate hearing. But I can't do that. My back is mush and it always has been. So he had a good back then. Got some trouble now, but I never had a good back. So if we look at our limitations and then we're rational about those, then we can have expectations that we can rationally negotiate with somebody else. Yeah. So if you got heavy arthritis, then some of your physical movement's going to be...
Needlework is probably not going to be... Yeah.
It's going to be truncated, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if you got bad in your hands, then needlework is not... Yeah, I'm into lace making. Why do you ask? Yeah, lace making doesn't go along too well with that. Those poor little Flemish girls at 8 were doing the lace making and in front of a water globe with a candle behind it so they could get enough light day and evening. And they would go partially blind by the time you're 13, 14, just the constant focus on this stuff. And they didn't have any choice particularly. So, expectations.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it?
KINS, News and Information Times 342. Expectations continue. Will they be great or not?
Absolutely.
We'll find out.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:46. See? 3:46.
It is. Yeah. It is indeed.
We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Lou, expectations, you know, a lot of times for our holiday show, we'll talk about expectations. We've got vacations We've got graduations. We've got college enrollments. We've got a bunch of different things that are going on this time of the year. If we're trying to be realistic with expectations, you commented on A, B, and C, having a
right.
plan B.
Plan A. Okay. And before that, it starts with everybody's favorite,
everybody's favorite
radio station, WIIFM, What's In It For Me? And if people talk about what's in it for me, what do I want out of this? Then it all gets out, and then the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the possible, the impossible, the stuff that can be negotiated. Then you can be rational about getting expectations met. Because when you got, well, even if one person has high expectations, they're not going to get their expectations met, even if they're alone and there's no competition from anybody else for blah, 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 because they're going out where they're trolling, as it were, for something or somebody to get their expectations met. They still have to talk. So if somebody joins them for coffee and they go, ah, I got a hot one here. Well, now what happens when you get a hot one? You want to seduce somebody. You don't say, I'd like to seduce you. No, people don't do that, right? They trot out all their best maneuvers and manipulations, right? But if you're married with kids or not kids, you need to discuss what you want out of this thing and then make some agreements about how to get that.
What if the, let's say the college-bound student, they really don't know what their expectations are other than I want to go to college.
What for?
Okay, because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how you get more education.
Well, I release you from your obligation to go to college. Now what do you want to do? See, that scares the hell out of a parent.
Well, we're beyond that. No, I'm thinking for myself. Okay, now what do you want to do? Get a high-paying job. Travel the world.
All the mills are closed.
It becomes very broad at that point, but just school selection,
right?
And something very
well. This kind of stuff starts before the child is conceived. This starts with the values of the parents, and then the values of the parents get discussed by the parents, and the values are then shown by example, and then the kid looks at that and he questions them or discusses them, or parents at the dinner table talk about those things. Because if you're talking about going to college, then you're talking about the value of education. The primary value of education is perspective. Education answers the question of, should I get out more? Yes. So you learn more things about more stuff. And a lot of people are pretty provincial when they go to college, and all of a sudden, bang, here's this great big world of all kinds of stuff. Sex, power, money, words, feelings, rock and roll. Blah, 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 blah. And they're not prepared for it because nobody ever talked about that at home. Honey, we're just a simple family here. We don't aspire to a lot of complications. But we're going to send you off to Humboldt State University, the marijuana capital of the world. But we want you to stay innocent and pure. Right? How does that work?
I guess we'd have to talk to the graduating class that's out of town.
You don't send a kid off to college and expect them to come back the same.
Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Correct. Okay. Right.
Hey, ending it with the right answer.
Oh, okay.
All right. Don't forget your 5 C's. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.